It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. This summer, we're bringing you dispatches from New Hampshire's Route 4, the east-west highway that spans the state. And on this Independence Day, folks in the town of Enfield are planning a patriotic celebration. NHPR's All Things Considered host, Peter Biello, went out to learn a little bit about it, and he's here now. Hey, Peter.
Good morning, Rick.
I hear this celebration, Peter, is as American as apple pie.
It certainly is, but not apple pie, not at least in this kitchen. In the kitchen that we visited, it's blueberry crumb pie.
Ah.
And like any good patriotic celebration, this one involves a lot of sugar and a lot of music.
Okay, well, let's get to the sugar first. Who's making these pies?
A lot of people in the Enfield community are making pies to be sold today as a benefit for the Shaker Museum, which is on Route 4A, just down the road from the Shaker Farm Bed and Breakfast, which is where I went to meet co-owner Kathy Gasparic.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Whoops, be careful.
Hi, Kathy.
Don't break
Peter.
Your neck.
Kathy Gasparic is one of many who've signed up to lend their baking skills to the 4th of July effort, something she's been doing for the past 15 years when she and her husband moved here from New Jersey and bought the B&B. On this day, we head into her kitchen where she's making pie crusts. To a silver mixing bowl, she adds gold metal flour, vinegar, a bit of Morton salt, an egg, and a whole can of Crisco. She rocks a pastry blender back and forth to smoothly mix the Crisco with the flour.
And this just mixes it so you don't have to get your fingers in, and you just blend it until it's sort of little pea shapes in there.
Gasparic clearly has done this before. Within a few minutes, she's quartering a lump of pie crust dough and bagging it. She'll freeze each and make the pies later so they're fresh when it's time to sell them. Gasparic says she's actually not too fond of cooking, but she always looks forward to this celebration, especially the sing-along that precedes the sale of the pies.
It's such a, I don't know, moving day to hear all of the old songs, you know, all the armed services, all of their songs are sung and they stand. And it's just something about it, the songs, the patriotism, the flags being waved.
What we do there is we actually do the whole of America the Beautiful.
Ken Muncy and Sharon Carr are just a short drive away from the Shaker Farm Bed and Breakfast at Sharon's home in Enfield, rehearsing for the sing-along. Ken has driven here from Lebanon, and this year they are coordinating the event. A local couple named George and Donna Butler used to run it, with George playing the organ and Donna leading the singing. But Donna Butler recently passed away.
If it was going to go on, someone had to lead the singing. And it turned out that under those circumstances, George wasn't really interested in continuing to do it. So I asked Sharon, who accompanies my church choir, if she would play, and she said she would.
And I had, because I've lived in Enfield for forever, so I'd been to a number of them, so I was familiar with the program. And I said, sure, I could do that.
Muncy says the legacy of the Butlers lives on in the music. The oldest song in the queue, Battle Hymn of the Republic, dates back to the Civil War. Carr says people always stand up and get emotional while singing it. Most of the songs, however, are from the World War II era. Muncy himself is a Vietnam veteran.
It's often a tradition that, to do the service songs. A song like the White Cliffs of Dover, which was big with World War II and kind of gave the people of England and Britain particularly a boost during that time. The people in the audience would be most likely to have had a connection to World War II.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
While Muncy mostly sticks to the program the Butlers created, he has made some small changes. He's placed his favorite hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing, at the very end. He says he just loves the song and feels that it's one everyone enjoys.
Some people call the Black National Anthem. It's about, you know, being free, having freedom, and celebrating it.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with a heart.
Today at 11, people will be gathering to sing these songs at the Mary Keene Chapel on the grounds of the Enfield Shaker Museum. And once everyone's vocal cords are tired out, the pie sale will begin. There will be a vast selection of homemade pies. Two of them will be Kathy Gasparic's Blueberry Crumble.
Sing a song full of the faith of the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory.